President Obama kicked off his re-election campaign with rallies in Ohio and Virginia yesterday, two key states for November's election. Joining us live now is Ken Walsh, chief White House correspondent and author of the presidency column at U.S. News and World Report. Always good to talk to you, Ken.
Thanks, Richard. Nice to be back.
Are you right about how the president and the Democrats are starting to rerun the Republican primary campaign against Romney?
Yeah, well, you know, you're seeing, as you mentioned, we had these rallies that the president had in Virginia and Ohio yesterday. And you're seeing a lot of residents resurrecting a lot of the issues that came up in the Republican primary campaign. It's almost like a political trip down memory lane for the president and for his supporters, talking about Mitt Romney, the Republican heading for the nomination. Obama talked about a lot of things we heard in the Republican campaign, accusations about Romney being a weak candidate, about how he's sort of off the beam and giving the country what people want. He's too wealthy to understand everyday Americans. And there's a huge treasure trove of clips and of speeches and statements and debate performances in which a lot of these issues were raised during the primary campaign by the Republicans. So it's interesting that the Republicans use these same issues that Obama is using against Romney in their back.
Well, Ken, the general election seems inevitably to be targeting the economy as a major issue for voters, and that includes jobs. And the latest government report, I guess, can be read both ways, as a glass half empty or a glass half full.
Exactly. You know, I wrote about this in my blog after those numbers came out. The unemployment rate nationally went down by about 0.1%, down from 8.2% to 8.1%. But a lot of the reason for that is because people stopped looking for work because they were so discouraged. So that report really fueled the arguments on both sides. President Obama, that things are getting somewhat better, and on the Mitt Romney side, things aren't good enough. So this looks like a real barn burner of a campaign, and the economy is really front and center as the main issue.
All right. Good to talk to you, Ken.
Thank you.
Ken Walsh, chief White House correspondent and author of the presidency column, U.S. News and World Report.